much. I like to read one text in translation, written originally in Dutch, but translated into English last year. It's called, it's a little story called Let's Go Out. Finally, the time had come. This was the day we would go out and explore the yeast fields. The weather was lovely, and we were happy to escape our clay-growing pale paddock for a while. The summer cross guided us on the first stage of our journey that took us along the lily brook. We didn't speak a lot, but enjoyed field glint and row light while the morning was still young. Nobody ran into us. We were only greeted by the occasional pebble sheep. Let's go out, let's go out. Zoya humi manu meo deidabo kimas mekau. Let's go out, let's go out. By now, the sun stood high in the sky. We had passed the clover border and arrived in upperland. Deer calm made us whisper. Carefully, we went through a prowling pasture full of rose grin and raven horn. No ear glimpse yet of the yonder cock, which of course only awakes with later moon. Softly, a meander rabbit rustled off in front of us. Was it just quiet, or was this misquiet? Was that a fog hen shooting into that copse? Let's go out. Let's go out. So you know me, man, me, oh, dear, I'm Let's go out. Let's go out. Something's wrong. Phantom Spring was veering round and we had no mist guide. We thought we'd taken a thorough lane, but it must have been a hook road or a circle path that with a nether band led us through slant grass into this mortal vale. Could this be wild side where the turnboar roams? A gull grumble in the weed wood, the Ulma vixen or the smirk of the moorhound. Let's go out! Let's go out! Zoya humi madubeo de daboki masmakal! Let's go out! Let's go out! Lost. Saw the adjacent firmament, so at Earth's end. We will perish. But how? In the wither stream, by hill fire and writhe dusk, by moss lightning and thunder mole, from winter prickle,